It's his show, The Jimmy Smith Show. Oh, my goodness. And finally.
Never gets old.
It never gets
win.
Old. And this time, it was a complete beatdown from start to finish, a curb stomping 34-6. Chargers came in hot. Y'all doused them, put them out. How did that feel? You know, they were going for it in their own territory. It's like, you know, you got somebody when they're going for it in their own territory, like at the 19.
Well, I mean, they were already showing that on film. They had went for it in their own territory in previous games and actually converted. I think they were like 7 of 8 before they came into the game of converting on fourth down. So I don't know. That's kind of very dangerous, I thought.
Yeah.
Just putting your defense, a defense that can't really stop the run either, putting them in a situation like that kind of backfired on them.
Marianne, this is the kind of victory you like. You like a no. resounding. Oh, you like a tight one?
I like the drama, remember?
You were wondering if it means a lot to the team if they just get like a squeaker.
Oh, right. Like, after you win, but it's like just by one, like we've had a few of those. Is it like, guys, this isn't sustainable. We can't do this. Or is it just like, hey, we won?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd rather win in fashion like we just did on Sunday.
Not as much. It's fun to. It's like my favorite kind of game because there's no nail biting moments. But it's also not as much fun for the spectator because you're like, well, we're winning.
But yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, and there was a moment where the Ravens looked like they were totally going to lose last week, and then boom, flipped it. So it could have flipped.
Got to play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely had the talent over there to change the game. If they had converted on some plays or, you know, just got some momentum going, but they weren't getting nothing going against us. It was our day.
The Joker came out. He got a sack, interception. Somebody said the team just looks better when Deshaun Elliott is out there at safety. Can you feel him? You've been around him his whole career where he was waiting his turn behind Weddle and Thomas. Then he finally gets his turn, goes down, comes back after the injury, and he just looks like he belongs.
Absolutely. This is his first year actually being fully healthy. You know, he's coming back off that injury. He still wasn't himself quite fully. Because when he first got here as a rookie, he was picking passes off. So we seen his range, and we knew he had that playmaking ability. So just to see him back sprinting and running around and moving the way he was moving when he first got here is a really good sign. But he definitely brings that fire, that intensity to the defense. He's he likes to talk. He likes to get people's faces, and he definitely likes to be the enforcer back there. So he definitely brings that Baltimore Ravens safety element to the Ravens defense.
I saw you were on Mike Williams, covered him deep. I thought you might get a pass interference. You put the hands up and looked around, no flag.
I mean, the ball was just floating in the air, and you know, I'm going for the ball just like he's going for the ball. So that's just a jump ball. I don't think they can call that one. I couldn't really jump through him, though. He had better positioning than I did.
Marianne, the Bills are 4-1. The Ravens are 5-1.
Right.
What are your people up in the Buffalo area, Rochester? They don't even think about the Ravens, do they?
Let me tell you, Jimmy, I'm from Rochester, New York, so the Buffalo Bills I had to cheer for them. We went to the games. I didn't know much about football, but I enjoyed going because it was the cheerleaders were funny. You know, we up there, whenever I go home, Josh Allen. And I'm like, yeah, but Lamar's kind of unique, too. No, nothing like Josh Allen. Like, Lamar is not even on their radar. The local news doesn't even discuss it. You know what I mean? It's kind of annoying, but I do get it. They're loyal.
It's not their quarterback. And to be fair, their quarterback is pretty good. So I get it. They're not trying to ride the Lamar train, but it's clear.
But
everybody
acknowledge
in the world
it.
Knows. Yeah, everybody yeah. knows.
Yeah, they'll know. Now, Ravens ever play? They might play the Bills.
In the playoffs.
Right. Okay, God, I would love that.
Hey, we got a long way to go.
Sat next to...
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a ways to go. It's the Jimmy Smith Show, Kirk McHugh and Marianne Sirk. And we got to talk about that picture y'all took on the sideline, which sends a message. I know it does. It sends a message to the league. A lot more coming up next.
All right, so that was a cliffhanger. Who was Jimmy Smith sitting next to in regards to Buffalo Bills? Let's hear it.
Wait, is
Josh Allen's father.
What? Where were you sitting? Where was this?
This was on a Southwest flight. I believe I was going to Vegas.
What?
I don't really remember where I was going, but I just remember talking to him and he was asking like how I thought his son was going to do. This is before he even, this is when he was getting drafted.
Okay. That's pretty.
How did you realize who each other were?
I don't know how the conversation started, but we were talking.
What are the
ended
odds?
Up talking about football, and he ended up saying who his son was, and I introduced myself and all that, and he just, you know, I just told him like his son's going to be a beast. He's big, tall, you know, tall, fast quarterback that can throw. So looking forward to
that,
playing.
Can
against
you
him.
Imagine sitting right That's in front of them, hearing
ridiculous?
Oh, my son's a quarterback. Oh, I'm an NFL player.
Works out good. Southwest yeah. probably did it that way.
Right.
Set you.
That's cool. So you have a connection.
Small, very small.
Right.
Hey, Jimmy, I love it. I don't know if you guys started it. I don't know where it started, but I know the Ravens have done it for years. After a good play, everybody will hustle off to one side, get on the ground, pose, and somebody will either take a picture or you'll act like somebody's taking a picture. Yesterday it was Tucker, JTuck9, who had the camera, and I had to stop it because it was going fast. I wanted to see if you were in there. I was like, I can't find him. There he is, right in the middle, down front. How does that start? How does that all start? What's the history to that?
That actually, I want to say, started 2019. Mm-hmm. We were just on a roll that year. I remember just taking pictures after dominant defensive performances, and I guess that was just a little nostalgia from that.
You pulled the hat off halfway through. It must have started getting real. I guess cameras started coming over.
Oh, yeah.
You pulled it.
I had to get the braids out there. I had to give a little shout out for my braid lady. She does a great job.
Ooh, are they fresh?
Yeah. I get my hair braided every 7 days. Yeah, they stay fresh.
Wow.
Where are you going? Nappy by nature?
Nah, I just decided I wanted to grow out my hair before I go bald.
That's a good plan.
That's what I did. I had the Nappy by Nature. It's an actual store. Shop, and they put yarn in my hair, and it pulls it out. You know what I mean? He's looking at me like, yeah, they
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they weave yarn, black yarn, into your hair, and then your hair grows, and then when they take it out, bam, like the Afro Sheen blowout kit.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, man, Nappy by Nature.
Can you braid your own, Jimmy? Do you know how?
Absolutely not.
No.
That's not a trait that guys usually pick up.
It is hard. I mean, there are YouTube tutorials devoted to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can braid like off, like not great, but like kind of if I braided like my daughter's hair or something.
Yeah.
My future daughter's hair, but I can braid like my sister's hair a little bit. Like
okay.
A ponytail. I can't French braid. No, not at all.
I started crying when my then wife left town and I had to do something with my daughter's hair.
Yes.
I had to call a neighbor. So.
Yeah, my friend, her daughter is black because the husband's black. She's white. So she had to full on
figure it out.
Take classes.
Learn.
Yes. And she was like embarrassed to ask our other friend, like, can you show me?
Right.
Well, that's kind of the situation that I'm in now. My fiance is white. And we're about to have our first daughter, and she has no clue.
How, yeah, she has she's going to learn. Yeah.
That's great. Somebody will help you. Somebody will step up or, like she said, YouTube. Anyway, Jimmy
go
Smith.
Daddy.
I'll take it to the stop.
Right.
Bad bosses? Is that where we're going?
Oh, yeah. Today we were talking about on air, our topic was like, you know, tell us about the worst boss you've ever had. And it just got me wondering what your first job was. And do we have to come back? All right. On the other side, we want to ask, I mean, you're a professional football player, but was it always football? So when we come back, we'll find out what your first jobs were, if you ever had any bad bosses.
Top Jimmy!
Coming up.
The worst bosses, Jimmy. We were talking about it earlier. You don't... Harbaugh doesn't fit in there. Man, he's getting so many accolades, keeping the team together through all the adversity in August. It's got to be talked about as Coach of the Year candidate, but you probably had some dishwasher jobs, maybe a car wash coming up. What did you do out there in Cali?
I only had one job in my life besides football, and that was in college. 1 year I couldn't go to summer school, so I had to pay for my own rent and all that. And I got hooked up with the like a landscaping type job. But really, I was just watering trees Like, it was like maybe they planted like 75 trees on this property, and I had to drag this hose. It was like a 500-foot long hose around this property and fill up each tree well with water.
That's a workout.
And it literally took me like 7 hours to do it. It's not easy.
Wow. Damn.
But I did that every day for a summer and got paid pretty handsomely.
Nice. I don't mind that. See, to me, that's like a double. You get paid and it's a workout.
Right.
I consider that a win. That was your only job? You never had to mop a floor?
No. I mean, they tried me on trying to like dig sprinklers, but I'm like a perfectionist, so I did it too slowly for them. Like, they work too fast. I'm like, I'm like trying to get it perfect. They hated me.
Hey,
that's funny.
How is it that college, some of the guys in school, they're still in school, but they'll be driving Porsches and whatnot. How does that work in college? Give us the insight. Is that the booster?
They come from some great families.
Come on now, Jimmy.
I drove a 1995 Jetta.
Oh, there you go.
And it wasn't 1995?
And it was not. It was 2007.
Oh, wow.
That's great. You were talking about at Syracuse. It was a nice...
I went to Syracuse with...
Parking lot.
What's the guy's name?
Oh, you're talking about...
Yep.
The quarterback. That's...
what is his name?
Donovan.
Donovan McNabb. I went to school with him. I'm old. And he was at Syracuse, and we used to say, like, hey, they're not supposed to be getting paid. But every time I would go up to the sports facility, the cars were like luxury parking lot, luxury cars. So there must have been some workaround where they got a hookup somehow.
I mean, that's a star quarterback. I'm sure there's some guys in this world, even the Reggie Bushes and all those type of players that
didn't get paid.
I mean, now they have to be endorsed.
Yes,
but, you know.
Yeah,
there are going to be a lot of players getting paid.
How do you feel about that?
They should be getting paid.
Like, feel like they should have did this a long time ago.
Yeah, like maybe when you were in school.
Definitely helped us out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They gave us $1,100 a month to survive on. Rent $500. So.
Right.
Hey, you guys.
Well, Donovan figured it out.
You got, what, another few hours to enjoy this victory, and then it's on to Cincinnati.
Pretty much. We know it.
They're feeling pretty confident. They're not. They seem like they might have turned a corner a little bit.
Absolutely, I agree. I think they're a really good team.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, when Cincinnati was good for a while, they had our number.
Yeah.
But I expect a real rivalry type fight because they have a good defense. And I don't think that rushing off defense we just played is, I think Cincinnati's is much better. So we're not going to have the same type of, you know, it's easy going to be able to run the ball on them as it was San Diego.
Right on. Well, couple of cool stats coming up, and I want to ask you if you walk past TVs when you guys are doing well and see what they're saying about you. The Jimmy Smith Show, Kirk and Marianne, 98 Rock.
All right, I mean, Jimmy Smith, we've got to be getting used to these wins by now. How does it feel when you've got this amazing record, but there's still so much left in the season? Like, you guys don't relax at all, right?
No, I mean, you got to keep your blinders on. It's a marathon. You see how the Steelers are 11-0, and then all of a sudden fell off the cliff. So, I mean, at any point it could go the other way. So every week is a fight. Every week you got to keep stacking. One game means one game. It doesn't mean anything else besides that game you did well. So, you know, it's all about matchups in the NFL.
And you're home, too. It's kind of like you have a 9-to-5 now, just no more traveling for a whole month.
Hey.
It feels good. It definitely feels good to have the early game so you can get off and rest for the rest of the day instead of, you know, playing 6 days later all the time or getting off at midnight.
After beating that ass 34-6, I would just have NFL Network on. I'd have the sound down, ESPN on in another corner. You guys are to talk. You don't have to believe it, but, man, I like seeing the picture taken. Don't you let yourself see a little of how it looks on TV?
No.
Damn,
I'm actually watching that show You on Netflix.
Hey,
what show?
You.
Oh, okay.
You.
Hey, what about the Squid Game? You get into that yet?
I did watch Squid Games. I liked it a lot. I don't want to spoil alert for anybody who hasn't seen it, but I kind of suspected something fishy all day.
Oh, so you watched it all the way through. How many episodes?
Like, it was like eight, something like that.
All right, I'm about three or four in, so keep it to yourself.
Have you watched You? If you haven't watched
So you're on season three right now?
Season
for
three.
You? Okay.
You, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking at it. Started in 2018.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I'll look into it. I'm bored of everything. I'm ready for a new show. I'm going to take Jimmy Smith's rec.
If you like Dexter, you'll kind of like this one.
Okay. He kind of looks like Dexter, so I get it. You know, I see it.
Yeah.
Penn Bagley.
What about 007? You care about the new James Bond movie? Anything like that move you?
Nah, I'm not really a James Bond fan. I'll watch it when it comes on DVD.
Okay.
Do you and your fiance have the same taste, or is it a struggle to figure out what to watch together?
She actually lets me choose because I end up choosing the best movies. I'm like the guy on the team that tells everybody, watch this show, watch
okay.
this series. I'm watching shows and series all the time.
Damn.
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm the type that I just want to watch the thing I've already seen. I want to watch the movies that I already know. And I know that's stupid. But because it's like
my dad. I
yeah,
can't stand
it's bad.
It. Like, why are you you've seen it already? Move on.
Right. Because I want to see it again.
Sounds like your dad is kind of cool.
Yeah. He watches the same four Bruce Lee movies.
I like it. I think he sounds brilliant.
That's great. And he's got good genes. That's why Jimmy's still playing
right.
at this advanced age. Hey, well, look, man, Cincinnati's coming up next, and then you get a bye week. You going to do anything?
Yeah, think about taking the family somewhere, probably driving, because, you know, the old lady's pregnant, so we want to keep it calm.
Dutch Wonderland for the kids.
I've heard about that.
It's pretty great for kids that age. And for
yeah.
someone pregnant not walking a ton, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
get that one in the
there's my rec.
yeah. Or Turks and Caicos is nice this time
oh
of year
God.
Too.
Oh my God! What am I thinking? Saying? You're a pro NFL player. Go yeah. to Turks and Caicos.
Are they? Are they allowing us to fly?
That's a good question.
That is a good. I think only you would know that. For yeah. What? How does that work? They have to.
Ask Mr. Machotti.
Not on commercial.
We're vaccinated, but.
Your kids can't be, though, yet. The little ones, and then...
They're not. No, they're not vaccinated.
Commercial flights. Yeah, you're right. Dutchland it is. Dutch Wonderland.
5-1. The Ravens sitting atop the AFC right now. We'll see what happens with the Bills and the Titans in a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm invested. I'm ready to watch now.
From 0-1 to 5-1. That's how we like to do it.
I want to thank the Ben Garner Home Team for sponsoring the show.
Ben Garner Home
ben
Team.
Ben Garner, thank you.
Woo! All right, Marianne, Kirk, Will Blake, Jimmy Smith Show. We'll see you again next week.
Go Ravens!
See you then.